Well, you are listening to Meeting House here on Faith Radio, and it is great to welcome to the program Wally Kulikoff. He serves as Vice President of Ministries and Church Relations for an organization called Mission Eurasia. And as you may be aware, the World Cup tournament is taking place between now and July 15th in Russia, in the city of Moscow. And Wally is going to be enlightening us with respect to how Mission Eurasia has really has formulated a vast outreach in association with the World Cup soccer tournament. So, Wally, thank you so much for spending some time with us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio.
Bob, thank you for the invitation. It's a delight. It's a pleasure to share with you what God is doing in that land that we used to call the Soviet Union, Russia, Moscow, and the 15 cities where FIFA, the World Soccer Championship, is taking place today.
Well,
Mission Eurasia trains to lead and equips young people to serve. And this is a great opportunity, not only for training, but and also equipping young people to be involved in evangelism and discipleship.
Well, that is awesome. And as I understand it, Mission Eurasia, for a number of years, people may recognize the ministry by another name, and that is Russian Ministries. That's how you guys got started, and now you're known as Mission Eurasia. Elaborate just a bit about what it is that you guys do.
Okay. We were Russian Ministries, but when Russia started to invade and have some activities, warlike activities from Crimea to the Donbass and Ukraine and the Northern Caucasus, then people weren't interested in Russian ministry. So it's Mission Eurasia, and that encompasses the former Soviet Union. Our ministry is to train nationals, help nationals to do what American missionaries have been doing for centuries. The Russian people have not had an opportunity to train young people to be involved in evangelism and discipleship. Yes, we've got Bible schools, we've got institutes, and these are people who are theologically and intellectually become prepared. But those who want to be involved and have ministries in sports, have ministries in say, ping pong or table tennis or soccer or just basketball, and they can do those things in the park with the permission of the mayor of the city, including the local church. And so these young people are trained in spiritual warfare, trained how to do spiritual ministries from evangelism to discipleship and small group Bible studies, and then we equip them. And the equipping part, Bob, is providing them with New Testaments, providing them with the Gospels of John, providing them with intriguing magazines where young people will be interested in finding out what is Christ really doing amongst the young people today. And so Mission Eurasia, in six words, trains to lead and equips young people to serve.
Well, let's talk about the World Cup. The FIFA World Cup is something that is, as you might say, it is vast. It has a tremendous outreach. There's a 1 billion plus anticipated global audience for the final. 1 million fans expected to visit Russia during the competition. You have 32 nations represented here. And Mission Eurasia has really launched this World Cup outreach. So tell me about some of the different aspects of the type of ministry that you are in the process of doing.
Bob, the Lord has provided for us over 200 churches, national churches, actually 230 national churches who are interested and want to become involved in evangelism. As you know, evangelism as we know it is prohibited in Russia by the new laws that have been implemented to restrict like activities, extreme activities of religious groups and so forth. And the evangelical church falls into that group also, where if we want to be involved in helping people to come to know Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, they call that proselytization, and that in Russia is illegal. So the 230 churches have got together and said, why don't we pray and fast for this 1 month, for this event? Previously Russia used to use weddings as an evangelistic tool. Funerals as an evangelistic tool. Birthdays as an evangelistic tool. And now they see this opportunity as an opportunity for the church, for the people to receive God's word and to understand God's wonderful plan for these people. So these 230 churches have agreed to buy a flat-screen television, and when the games are on, live streaming of the games takes place in the church. And those who could not buy a ticket, those who could not go to the event, can walk to the local church, can take a bus to the local church, a tram to the local church, or a subway to the local church and watch the games. And as they're watching the games, there's tea, there's coffee, there's cookies, there's all kinds of people. And the church has young people who are ready to share their testimony during the interim period. Not only the testimony, but songs and skits and so forth. And then we have the Gospel of John. We have printed hundreds of thousands of Gospels of John, 300,000 just recently and 300,000 before Christmas. So we've got Gospels of John with a QR code on the back. We have New Testaments in the Russian language and some in Russian and English. And there is a QR code, and a person who receives either the Gospel of John, the New Testament, a Bible, or a magazine that we call Light, there is a QR code. They can scan it. They can find answers to difficult questions that young people ask. The plan of salvation is there. And what is so thrilling is that the address or the telephone number is, and the directions to the closest evangelical church. We have Google Maps here, but in Russia it's Yandex Maps. And so Yandex Maps shows them where is the local church and the closest evangelical church, where they have the flat-screen television taking place. So that's one event, flat-screen televisions in the church. Bob, there's another thing that's taking place, charging stations with tables of literature. And the young person who charges his phone, or iPhone, or iPad, he can't do it in 1 minute. In 2 minutes, he's got to spend 5-10 minutes to just recharge the phone. And here's an opportunity for them to receive also not just power for their phone, but power for their souls. There's also the opportunity of water bottles, where they'll be handing out water bottles plus literature. And then many churches are involved in these flash mobs, where they have a 5-minute presentation in the park. They hand out the Gospels of John. They hand out the New Testaments with the addresses of the local churches, and then they're gone. And so they go to another part of the park, a flash mob, and they do a 5-minute presentation, and they're gone to another area. And so that's been very, very effective. But the churches are in prayer, they're fasting and praying for this event. And I'd like to ask American people to also join, maybe one day a week, maybe just 5 minutes a day, to ask God to prepare men's and women's hearts and young people's and teenagers' hearts that they will receive the word of God and receive the gospel.
Well, you're listening to Meeting House here on Faith Radio. Wally Kulikoff, Vice President of Ministries and Church Relations for Mission Eurasia, sharing with us today about the outreach at the FIFA World Cup events, the soccer tournament that is being held in Russia through July the 15th. And Wally, it's very interesting. I just looked it up. It was back when the Winter Olympics were taking place in Sochi, Russia, during which I had the opportunity to chat with you about what at the time was known as Russian Ministries was doing with respect to evangelism. Since then, 2016, there was that law that was passed with respect to evangelization. Obviously, as you've laid out some of the different things that you were doing, this activity is compliant with that particular law, but it certainly has a chilling effect on the work of Christian evangelism there in Russia.
Correct. You know, there are laws that are made, and then people find ways to be obedient to the law, to be obedient to the government, and yet do what God has required of us to do, what God has commissioned us to do. And so for Apostle Paul, he said, a wide door of effective work is open to me, but there are many adversaries. And so in our ministry too, this wide door, this global event that's taking place is a phenomenal event, and the church has seized the moment. and they want to strike while the iron is hot, because the churches of the former Soviet Union delayed the process, and they believe that during the Soviet Union reign, they only existed. They survived. Now the church wants to thrive where they've been planted. And so the Russian churches want to reach out and want to help people, not only to be victorious physically, but to be victorious spiritually also. And so Mission Eurasia is training young people to do this, and we're equipping young people to be involved in evangelism during this very difficult time in Russia.
Mm. So you basically, under this law, you can invite people to come to the church, you can invite people to participate in various activities. It's just that you are unable to share about Christ under this law in public, say at the grounds or the venues of the various cup games.
That's a very correct summarization, Bob. A young person just received an email from Moscow. A young person took a Gospel of John in his pocket and he said, "Lord, please guide me, please help me." And he comes out of the metro and he looks at a vehicle, and the young lady is sitting in a vehicle and she's crying. He walks up there and he taps on the window and he said, "God loves you. God has a plan for you." He said, "I have God's word for you. Would you read that?" She says, "Yes, I will." He said, "Today God wants to help you. Read his word. God bless you." And she wound the window up and she waved to him. And he said, "I'll be praying for you." That's just short evangelism. And then when she receives the Gospel of John, she also receives the address to the local church. She receives the plan of salvation. And she also receives answers to very difficult questions from just scanning the QR code. So, yes, in the past 2 years, Russia has had over 600 cases of religious violations of different types. And today, the freedoms are only granted to the Orthodox Christians. The other Christian groups of people are not allowed to do what the Orthodox Church does. And so here's an opportunity to invite people to the grounds, a registered church, a flat screen, young people. There's all kinds of activities, from the skits to singing to testimonies, coffee, tea, cookies, and all kinds of activities. And God is going to move in the hearts of the Russian people in the 15 cities. Over 4 million tickets have been bought. The arenas are full. People are eager to see which team, which country will be victorious. Yet there are Christians out there helping them to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Well, Wally Kulikoff from Mission Eurasia has been joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. And again, this is a vast outreach. You have some over 200 evangelical congregations that have already said, "We're going to step forward and partner with this effort." As you mentioned, there had been prayer and fasting, especially in light of the concern over some new regulations that have been handed down by the Russian government. And you have this whole scripture distribution plan, over 600,000 pieces of scripture and Christian literature that are expected to be distributed between the beginning of the games, which occurred last week, and the ending game, the finals on July the 15th. So this is a massive effort. And if people want to find out more information about Mission Eurasia and this outreach so that they can be in prayer and learn more information, how can they do that online?
Bob, they can go online, missioneurasia.com, and they can look at the events taking place. They can look at the literature that we're handing out, and they can see the results that are taking place. A young man just sent an email to me, and he said he gave out a Gospel of John to a lady. She put it in her little bag. She came home, and then she remembered she had a piece of literature. She sat up Saturday evening, and she read the Gospel of John. She came to the QR code. She scanned it. She found the local church, and on Sunday, she came to church. That's what God is doing today. He's bringing people into fellowship with Jesus Christ and the local church. The Summer FIFA Olympic Games, soccer games in Russia, is also a spiritual event and not just a physical event.
So, Wally, what happens next after the World Cup is done? What's in the future for Mission Eurasia?
Bob, these are tremendous events to begin small group Bible studies. There'll be hundreds and hundreds of small group Bible studies. And out of these small group Bible studies, we will begin to establish new churches under the umbrella of a registered church. So it'll be an affiliate of the registered church, and it'll be a legal a legal group of people meeting in the homes as an affiliate of this local church. And eventually, well, this is going to be a growing process of the evangelical church in Russia. It'll be small group Bible studies, which will turn into a house group under the umbrella of the registered church. So let's pray that the Spirit of God will move and convict hearts, and people will begin to understand that not just the Orthodox Church is the way, but the Scriptures, the Word of God, allows people to have an encounter with Jesus and also to become believers or become people who are engaged in a local church.
And Wally, just one further note, I wanted to ask you about this concept of churches in Russia being registered. What implications does that have actually for the churches themselves?
When it's a registered church, that means it's legal. That means a young person can receive a certificate or a diploma from the church that he can be involved in evangelism. And so when he's on the street and he's handing out the Gospel of John, he takes out this little certificate to anyone who trusts him and said, I am a member of this local church, and the local church has commissioned me. And here's my little commissioning diploma that I can be involved in this kind of activity. And so if you don't have these aspects, then of course you're illegal. So supposing I can, well, I have a religious workers visa for Russia, so I can be involved in this activity. But if you don't, if you come as a tourist and you start handing out literature and you don't have the qualifications or the certificate to hand out literature, then the government is very upset. But when the authorized church, the registered church, gives you the commissioning of being involved in evangelism, and not too many want to do it because, you know, it's restrictions. You're stopped, you're checked, you're taken to the police station, you check whether you're the member of the local church, you check whether you truly are commissioned by the local church. And, you know, when it happens two or three times, you say, forget this, I don't want to be involved. But there are young people who have this in their wallet, they carry it in their wallet, and they are the official evangelists in Russia today during the FIFA games of the World Cup Soccer Championship.
Wally Kulikoff joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. And again, the website address, missioneurasia.org. Wally, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Bob. Yes. And God bless you and keep up the good work.